dispatch of the July 2003 Berg Adventures Elbrus expedition is coming to you from Moscow. Last night we departed St. Petersburg, that beautiful, vibrant city on the Gulf of Finland at 60 degrees north latitude. We boarded a train for Moscow about midnight, and at that northern latitude, the sky was still light as we went to what's called Moscow Station in St. Petersburg to get on our train to come here to Moscow. We loved our days in St. Petersburg. This time of year there is always fascinating and beautiful. The local people call it the White Nights because of the long days. We enjoyed living at our hotel on Nevsky Prospect, which is considered to be the main street of St. Petersburg. In many ways, it's the main street of modern Russia. The people watching was wonderful as we walked amongst the famous monuments, museums, and buildings of that part of St. Petersburg. On the 17th, a group of us who were in town early, Stuart, Meredith, Maggie, Woody, Charles, Pete, Dennis, and myself visited the Summer Palace or Peterhof, which is some ways outside of the city. We enjoyed the beautiful fountains and buildings, and we enjoyed seeing Russians out for a weekend walk and beautiful weather on the Gulf of Finland. We returned to the hotel on the 17th to find much of the rest of our crew, Dave, Sarah, Dana, and Pat, as well as Bud Allen, had arrived at the hotel, and that evening we had our welcome dinner, enjoyed Russian folk dancing and relaxing, and finally being all together in St. Petersburg, those of us who were going to start the trip there. The 18th was a long day for us and a full one. We visited the Hermitage. We rode the metro in St. Petersburg and got off at Peter and Paul Fortress. And it is always particularly interesting to me. We visited the battleship Aurora from where the shot was fired that signaled the beginning of the October Revolution in 1917 that changed Russia for much of that of the 20th century. The history in this town is always fascinating to me, and we enjoyed very much walking amongst the scenes that we knew so well from the history books. Now in Moscow, Anita has just joined us. We finally have our last member. She's been in France, actually at the Tour de France, and is going to have a lot of stories to share with us. We were on the train all night. She was on a plane all night. But we're going to head off now and see some of the sights of Moscow. A bit bleary-eyed, but we'll get some coffee and breakfast here at the hotel and go see Red Square and some of the other prominent sites in Moscow. We'll be here tonight, and of course tomorrow we'll be heading down to the Caucasus Mountains, where we'll be doing our climbing.